USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The Taliban terrorist group has taken full control of almost every area near the airport in the capital of Afghanistan and is ready to take over as soon as U.S. troops depart, two senior officials from the group claimed on Friday. As soon as the Americans leave, they just have to give us the signal and we will then take over, he said. This can be done as early as this weekend, he added. For women, the question is, what's next? After 20 years of advancements in women's rights to education, to work, and to even leave the home, now appear to be dashed. Afghan human rights activist Serena Faizi.
20 years we worked so hard to get to where we are right now. But, you know, look at that. Just in 2 weeks, you know, we lost everything that we worked so hard for. They're hopeless. They're helpless. The only one thing that they're looking for is for a miracle. My family's right now in Afghanistan. I have 6 sisters.
This is USA Radio News.
The Giza Dream Sheets are the perfect companion to a MyPillow, the best thing you'll ever put on your bed. Call 1-800-951-8175. Ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special you get, by the way, by using my promo code USA. You can go online also to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. You can save up to 66% on anything in the MyPillow website. Check it out, MyPillow.com, promo code USA. Friends, Mike Lindell's My Pillow, My Slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My Pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles. You won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
School districts in Florida may impose mask mandates, a judge said Friday, ruling that Governor Ron DeSantis overstepped his authority by issuing an executive order banning the mandates. Broward County School Board Chair Rosalind Osgood says they have a responsibility to protect those in the schools.
With what we know from science and medicine and how this airborne pandemic is spreading, we feel very strongly that we have to protect the people in our school district.
The Democrat Majority Committee, probing the events that unfolded at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, issued letters to 15 telecommunications and social media companies, including giants such as Facebook, Twitter, and Google, asking them to provide a series of documents related to the day. The committee is seeking a range of records, including data, reports, analyses, and communications, stretching back to spring of 2020. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A famous assassin might be set free. USA's Wendy King has the story.
Sirhan Sirhan, the man who assassinated Robert Kennedy in 1968 as he was running for president, was recommended for parole in his 16th hearing before the parole board. It will be up to California Governor Gavin Newsom to decide whether to grant parole. Two of Robert Kennedy's sons participated in the virtual hearing and voiced support for the parole. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Congress needs to return to Washington, D.C. to exercise oversight on the Biden administration's management of the pullout from Afghanistan, Representative Dan Bishop said on Newsmax Friday.
My first thought is that Congress needs to be back in Washington exercising oversight. There are indications of catastrophic ineptitude on the part of the administration managing the entire process, culminating in almost watching in slow motion while brave soldiers were murdered yesterday by terrorists with bombs.
Meanwhile, President Joe Biden has blamed former President Donald Trump for his administration's agreement with the Taliban as the reason for the crisis now, but Bishop disagreed. He's the president, said Bishop. President Trump's agreement doesn't bind him. He needs to stop making excuses and take on the responsibility. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.